I'm Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nelliston, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. The word patience means cheerful endurance. And one of the things that I've been wrestling with in my own self is my impatience to see God change me the way I want to be changed, and also sometimes to see him change others around me. But there's a bigger change that I've been waiting to see, and that's a change in the culture around me. And as I've been crying out to God for revival within the church and an awakening outside of the church, I've had this conversation with numerous pastors, and two of them stick out in particular. One told me that he has been the pastor of his church for 7 years, and he feels like his church is finally ready to reach out into the community. There's been a time of growth, a time of healing, a time of reestablishing of foundations, and a time of changing focus from the inward to the outward. And he said he's excited because of what he's hoping to see happen in his community as his church is now ready to engage in the community in a new way. Another pastor, who has a church that's literally in a cornfield, miles from the nearest village, has seen amazing growth in his numbers and amazing growth in his people. And so I asked him, I said, what do you think the secret is? And he kind of laughed and said he's not really sure. But all he knows is that for 20 years he's been preaching the gospel, loving his congregation, and now his people are in full bloom and they're inviting people into the church. People are hearing the gospel, getting saved, water baptized, and becoming members of his church. And he's literally in a cornfield. On another note, I recently heard a broadcast from Lee Strobel talking about being patient as you wait for God to work in the hearts of those you love to come to Christ. And so patience just seems to be a big part of what we're supposed to be doing as Christians. In James chapter 5, verse 7, we read, "So wait patiently, brothers and sisters, unto the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits expectantly for the precious harvest from the land, being patient about it, until it receives the early and the late rains. You too be patient, strengthen your hearts, keep them energized and firmly committed to God, because the coming of the Lord is near." I honestly don't know when the Lord will return, but I do know that one of the clearest evidences that we have faith is that we are patient, that we can rest sure that the Lord is going to come in the time when he should. You know, as we're going through this next year, I encourage you to be patient as God works to change you, change the culture around you, and to change this world for the good. And now for a story with a happy ending. I was recently talking to a young man in his early 30s, one who I watched grow up and one who ran away from the church and rebelled against everything that made sense and was making an absolute mess of his life. He recently came to Christ and he's very excited as 2 years into his faith journey, he has completely been transformed, and he's stabilized, and he's settled down, and he's moving forward, both as a productive citizen in our world and also as a Christian. And so these things can happen. But again, it takes patience, trusting in God, to see him move in his time to make something beautiful happen. I'm Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nelliston, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.